Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
So, are you okay with him being a vampire? With Strahd being a vampire?
What do you mean?
You know, he has the pointy teeth and drinks blood and all that good stuff.
I mean, he drinks... You mean wine, right?
No, dear.
Do you know how old he is?
Oh, he's a distinguished man. Certainly nothing inappropriate, though.
He's... maybe a little old. Have you talked to him about this? He might be a little older than you're guessing.
He's undead.
Well, aren't we all? I am, aren't you?
What?
No, you're not undead. We did the scan.
I most certainly am not dead.
No, undead. Yeah, oh, right. I see the problem. I forgot that you're dumb.
Dumb dead.
I forgot dumb to keep dead. In mind dumb that you're a complete idiot.
Yes, dear. He's a vampire.
He is how 2 centuries old? Do we know how old he is?
At least 4.
He's quite a bit older than any of us. He's over 400 years old. I don't know if you can count that high, but...
Only a little more than 25 times her age.
Right.
What's the rule? There's some sort of math equation to whether it's appropriate. We need to figure this out.
X over 2 plus 7. Is the equation.
Greg knows.
Oh, wait, wait.
Greg knows.
Wait, Greg knows. If he's 400, that would be 207.
He just did 6.
207. I don't care. It's close enough.
Yeah, he's still not. Yeah.
So she's a little young for him.
Yeah, just a little.
Did you not know that? Did you not know that he is ancient? Truly? Like, not just, oh, man, that guy's ancient. But no, seriously, for real.
Well, I mean, he certainly does strike me as quite wise. I mean, perhaps I would have said wise beyond his years, so it's not too surprising, I suppose.
Let's go die somewhere else so we don't have to listen to this dumb lady anymore, please!
So you just, you spend your days, you're in here most of the time, right? You stay in this room mostly?
Mm-hmm. It's been quite nice, wonderful meals, and this... delightful bed, and she runs and jumps on the bed.
I don't think we should. I'm glancing around to make sure nobody wants anything else from her, but I don't think we need to bother you any longer. We're invited guests, and we're going to leave you in peace and continue on our way.
Wait a second. Does anyone want to take a bath?
Yes, but not here.
Okay. Never mind.
And not with all of you.
I'll bet it's a really
because that's the natural assumption. If you want to take a bath, the next step is you take a bath with a bunch of other people.
I just tried to clarify, since we're in a time of bathhouses and such. I don't know what you're referring to, but private bath, please.
Before we leave you, you've been very generous with your time. Do you mind if I peek in at the bath? Just so much in this castle has been so beautiful. I enjoy seeing it.
No, certainly you may take use of it if you'd like. It's
I'm going to see what's in here.
Laughing at my own dumb joke. I was about to say mi casa su casa, which is dumb anyway and super dumb for her to say.
Yeah.
It's not her casa.
It's to say a phrase in a different language, in a language that doesn't exist in this land. Mikasa, Sukasa.
Mikasa, Sukasa. I just make up words sometimes.
That means I hope Strahd gets me a pet hamster. So, Bathwack, you're in this dusty hallway all alone.
Yeah, I'm going to keep looking around. This is kind of fun.
Better than talking to her.
Do I still have Strahd's diary?
Someone does.
Let's say I do.
Yes, it is you, definitely.
I'm,
pretty
yes. sure you
I'm
do.
The one who pulled it out and read it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to pull it out now and give her.
And what?
Give it to her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
here's
it,
some
it,
like
it kind of skipped. It was
oh, did
like,
it?
Give it her. I was
yeah.
like, what?
And so give her.
I
give
thought you were going to say something else. That's why we were like silent. We were like, what?
Give her a talking to.
Right. Yeah.
Give her a history lesson.
Here you go, dear. This is something that your hubby to be wrote some 100 years ago.
Is this? What is this? Is this a book he wrote?
He's a
published author?
It's a diary.
It's more his wisdom. You said wise beyond his years. It's his wisdom. It may help you to get to know him a little bit better.
But did you say it was his diary?
Yes,
well,
here,
in a matter of speaking, it's his thoughts, his musings.
Oh, I wouldn't dare read something like that of
no, it's
his.
Not
that
it's not private.
O.M. Morning Lord.
OMM.
That's why Lank was trying to wave off the not diary. It's like, you know, you clearly true. You've read Sun Tzu's The Art of War. It's like that.
It's a memoir.
it's a book of wisdom.
Is it like the Motorcycle Diaries?
It is in a way. Yes. Yeah. Machiavelli's The Prince. It's
like
how you should live your life.
Like the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants?
Yes, indeed. I have a copy of that that John Linnell signed. That was me, not what, Rafina.
Really? Of what, yeah. The Motorcycle
how
Diaries?
Did you get that?
No, the pants one.
Why did you get a copy of the pants one?
The pants one.
I was reading it at a concert.
It's
at the New Magic Giants concert.
It's her most respected tome. The pants one.
I mean, the only reason I keep the copy is because I have John Linnell's signature in it.
Weird.
I love him.
Cool.
Okay.
Like, that's so weird. Sisterhood of the Traveling
Pants. I know. Well, I was reading on the subway or something. This is
yeah,
back when
no, that's awesome and funny. I like it.
And totally an interruption.
No,
this amazing discussion
we're
having with this lady.
Role.
Didn't you say, like, if you're John Linnell, leave a 5-star review?
If you're John Linnell. If John Linnell left a 1-star review, I would be thrilled.
Yes.
If any of you listeners know John Linnell, wait, tweet this episode at John Linnell.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And he will remember the day that he signed a copy of The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
No, he won't remember that. He'll remember the day he signed a copy of that pants book.
All right. What were we doing? Were we playing a game? I don't know.
Bathwack was looking around in some dusty old hole.
What?
He, It is his birthday, after all.
Oh, my God.
And very quickly found a sort of matching secret door on the other side of the hallway.
Oh, right.
Distant. This was not obscured because you're in the kind of the secret part. And it, if you peek through or go through, it opens up into the alcove behind one of the statues that you were able to ask questions of.
Oh.
And that's sort of that ruined corridor where rain is pelting down.
All right.
Thunder booms.
I'm going to sprint down the hallway using my amazing sense of spatial awareness and turn right here and bang through the door at the end of the hallway.
Oh no, I'm gonna Eldritch Blast you!
Wait, like full force, like as fast as you can?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I whip around and Eldritch Blast him. I swear to God.
Roll me a strength check.
You're gonna hit the bear.
Let's see if I...
Oh no!
Oh crap, oh well.
The bear is right there, guys.
I don't care, I'm already committed.
Okay,
the bear
is
right there.
Double click.
I found another secret room, and this one has a bear too!
There are bears all over this castle!
He goes running back the way he came into her room, and it's like, guys, you've got to come with me! Will,
wait,
come out of that room! I found a different one!
The one time Will listens to Beth Lang.
Oh man, so bad. 12.
All right, you rebound off the door. It is locked. Oh, you fall back on your ass.
Oh well, I'm gonna. Lank jumps to his feet,
draws his weapon.
Yeah,
a huge thud.
Wait,
Lank, but you're way far away.
What is that noise?
Couldn't I
it's
hear?
It's loud enough. He would be able to hear something, and Will definitely hear something strike the door.
I'm getting ready to Eldritch Blast at the door, but I don't, because nothing is happening. Presumably after he ran into it once.
You know what though? Lank is going to go after Bathwack. So he's going to go through the corridor.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. We're going to fight. All right, let's go. Let's do it.
Okay.
So Lank's going to end up back with Bathwack.
Rafina, you see Lank pelt off through a secret door that Bathwack disappeared through. You also hear a boom and see Will is startled back in the study.
I use thaumaturgy to boom my voice to say, "What's going on?"
Everybody hears it.
And it reverberates.
There's somebody...
Gertruda covers her ears.
Something's coming through this door! Where's Bathwack? What the fuck is wrong with that guy?
Bathwack
I'm
here?
Looking for Bathwack, is what Lank yells as he's going after Bathwack.
Okay.
Yeah, Bathwack's just laughing his ass off on the floor.
Oh, what is... Are you drunk? Did you get poisoned by the smoke? What is going
I'd
on
really
with you?
I take this door down. Pretty
because
annoyed.
Of this terrible cheap wine he just drank.
No. That's not, I feel fine.
He feels fine.
All right, I gotta get this door open. Hey, Will, can you open this door? It seems to be locked.
You hear Bathwack through the door.
Wait,
whoa!
Is that...
I laugh.
Yeah, Will, Lank, you round the corner and you see Bathwack sitting down in front of a closed door, laughing, rubbing his forehead.
He went forehead first.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Oh my God.
I thought I could just plow through this door and maybe, you know, surprise Will.
Lang's gonna go back and check out the bathroom.
Alright.
Check out that bathroom.
Are you gonna let me in, Will?
I'm laughing. And then I don't know if I can do this. No, probably not.
You'll have to move your bear.
Is there like a key right there?
I wanna...
Not on your side.
We didn't come through that way.
I'll try to knock it down again.
Oh.
Strength.
Can I in?
Can I, at the same time, try to prestidigitate, like, blood dripping down from the top of the door on his side? Like, as if it's a haunted door with blood dripping down?
I think so, yeah, sure.
Yeah? Yes! What do I...
Are you
I
doing your patented doorknob squish, Bathwack?
No, I'm not going to try to... I'm going to concertedly try to open it. I mean... If there's some handle to rip off, I maybe opt to do that rather than throw myself at the door.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well,
I'm not sure what's going to work better. Only a 15.
Okay. You start to try to wrench at the doorknob. This seems very sturdy. And then blood starts to pour down from the top of the door, sort of along the face of it.
Ah! What the hell? Will, are you okay? Oh man, alright.
Nick says, Will, are you okay?
I'm gonna sprint back around the corner.
Back the other way.
So Bathwack's heading back. Nick leaps over a couch, runs over the table to you, Will.
And they're gonna find Lank on the can.
I haven't even seen this bathroom yet. No. I'm waiting for it to be revealed.
Mm-hmm. So. You open the doors there, Lank, to reveal the bath chamber. This is sort of a moodily dark room, but you're able to see just fine, considering you gave up your actual eyeballs to be able to do so. Red satin curtains hang in archways at both ends of the south wall in this room. Between them, in the center of the chamber, stands a large ornate tub with clawed feet. And the tub is full of blood.
What?
Is that like a mural on the floor?
Yes, it's like a mosaic.
The tub is full of blood.
Blood. Blue.
I wouldn't be able to tell that, though, until I'd gone in, I'm assuming.
I mean, you might. I guess you are a little short, but you have great vision, so you can see that from where you whence you came in.
I'm going to lean back out. Do you use this bathtub? Hmm? Have you used this bathtub recently? I guess I should say.
A few days ago.
How do I ask this delicately? Mm-hmm. Was it full of blood then?
Blood? No.
It appears to be full of blood now.
She walks up next to you and to the door to see if you're not by the door. She just walks to where she, the point where she can see, and she goes, "Oh, oh my!" She steps back. Why would the tub be full of blood?
Maybe because you are going to marry a vampire.
I don't follow.
Can I peek behind the curtain?
Yes, peek behind the curtain.
Which curtain? I don't see a curtain.
There are two curtains on the south wall. Oh. Those aren't doors, they're red curtains, red satin curtains. Beyond the curtain, you see sort of a short hall, and then it looks like the wall sort of cuts in behind where the bathtub is. It looks like there's a passageway like to the left. About 20 feet across, you see another window, like it looks like an exterior window. This one also covered with curtains.
I'm just going to walk the circuit here.
Okay. As Lank is exploring Bathwacker, were you heading back to Will?
Yeah, I'm afraid something's horribly wrong in that room.
All right. You run back into the study and you see Will fending off Nick's...
Oh, no!
Concerned advances.
Oh, I thought you were going to make it look like he was attacking me, and then Bathwack was going to attack Nick, and it was going to be terrible. No.
Nick has his stethoscope out. And...
Are you okay? The door's locked, and it's just oozing blood all over the hallway. Oh,
what?
I thought you guys were in danger.
Oh, my God, that sounds terrifying.
It sounded like Will was choking for a second, but I guess he's okay. Are you okay, Will?
Yeah, I was just coughing from...
Rafina yells, shenanigans! Because she can tell
Rafina's casting
Will's
a spell,
feeling.
Guys!
What'd you say? I was listening to...
I said, Rafina's casting a spell, guys!
Shenanigans, yes!
Shazamigans.
Bananigans.
Bananigans. Well, stop goofing off.
All right, well,
I'm not the one who knocked into the door behind me, trying to scare me or whatever. Not the one that started it, Mom.
Well, I'm glad you're okay, Nick. I'm go back in the
room.
Nick grins and turns to Will. Did you hear that,
Nick? Oh my God, man.
Come on! And he follows after Bathwack. Bernard says to you, Will, are you just going to sit here the rest of the day?
What do you want me to do? These people are trying to talk to this lady. They're not going to leave. It's Rafina. She cares about people. And this is a girl. I shouldn't have said anything. I should have been like, Gertruda, who the fuck is that?
Well, she's not in there anymore.
What?
And neither is Lank.
What? Wait, where? What do you mean, where?
I know you're not paying attention, but they went that way. And he gestures with a bear claw that he's eating.
I didn't know how important it was for me to move my icon. I'm sorry.
So, Lank, you head around behind the bath. And basically it's sort of a pathway that goes around this wall sort of surrounding this blood-filled bath. The walls back there, they're lined with iron hooks. Upon which hang black capes and formal wear. And there's two arch windows in the south wall covered with these heavy drapes. And just sort of loops around back to that other curtain.
So the room... I'm just trying to make sense of this. So that mosaic... Is it like... Are those walls rounded? Because there's like black space there.
Yeah, here, I'll just reveal it so it's clear.
Okay,
it's sort of this
gotcha.
Like U-shaped... non-load-bearing wall, you assume, decoratively surrounding the tub to form this sort of closet, almost like space behind.
Hmm. And those colored cloths are cloaks and formal wear?
Garments of different types, correct.
Strahd size? 16-year-old idiot size?
More the former than the latter.
Okay.
Hmm.
But yes, what? As the rest of you enter this room, you also see this iron tub filled with blood.
Ooh, is it real blood?
Do you taste it?
Nope, I smell it. You can
tell. Imagine you'd, a tub full of blood? Right. Yeah, you'd be able to, you'd be able to smell
it. I just wasn't sure how close Will was getting.
I bathe in it. No, I'm just going to smell it.
Was that Baba Lasaga?
Yeah.
I bathe in it. This is the second tub of blood you run into so far.
Yeah, we know a thing or two about blood tubs.
Yeah.
I feel like that if What's-Her-Face Gertruda used this tub and it wasn't full of blood, that the blood that's in it now means that Strahd is going to be using it soon.
Or she's delusional. You know, she's seeing what she wants to see because she wants to be with this guy.
But she sees it now.
Oh, really? She does? I didn't know that.
She said that she was aghast, as aghast as a dumb person could be.
Is she in the room with us still?
She's near
the
doorway.
So she's right next to me. That's where I am. Okay.
If you've just entered the room.
Just talking about her right in front of me.
You're standing on her feet.
You're third-personing her.
There's no icon. I didn't know she was there.
You need an icon.
I need an icon so I can move it around.
Get a little Barbie.
I still have my icons, though. Oh, there's a bed. And Strahd would go there, presumably. Should I put the bride and groom there?
Wow.
Check out the icon, Katie.
What the fuck? Yeah. What is that?
That's Curtis.
he looks just like her. It's Lisa Kudrow.
Too many Phoebes in one room.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious. What were we saying? Shoot. Because I was talking about her. I was just discrediting any helping her. That's what Will does. And then you said, but she sees the blood.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, are you okay?
Can we pull the drain?
If you do try to get a scent in the air, you do get that sort of classic coppery kind of smell of blood.
Blood, okay. Can we walk around? I don't know if Lank shares what's behind there, but I haven't come back out yet. Yeah.
Hey, Lank, do you want to pour a little mayonnaise in there? See what happens?
What?
I don't know. I really want to use the mayonnaise.
Is that kind of like Thousand
Lank comes
Island?
Back out from behind the curtain, says, so, what do we think about this tub full of blood?
What's behind the curtain, Will says.
Nothing particularly. Come take a look.
Is it dark back there? Will I follow him? Will follow him?
You have your own light.
That's a good point.
Oh, but I thought everything was lit up.
Okay. This room is pretty dark. There's no light source in here.
It looks like it's just a I don't want to say closet, because it's more of a hallway, but...
Maybe the tub, like a changing area almost. It might be a good way to describe it.
Yeah. An antechamber. There's some clothes back there that look like Strahd might fit into them.
What?
Could we take them to disguise ourselves later?
What? Yeah. When Strahd finds us and we're like, no, we're Strahd. And he's like, oh, okay.
It could happen.
He asks Lank, were they like bathrobes? Like, what were they?
No, like daily attire, formal wear, or some of them were robes. But it's not just like bathrobes.
I mean, how many are there? If there are five and one is, if there are six and one is bear sized, we should wear them.
I don't think any were bear sized. I think I would have noticed.
I'll go.
I don't think there's anything that would fit Rufina. Well, maybe if Rufina and I shared one.
I can sew it.
Yeah, you can.
Like when three kids share a trench coat.
I'll go back and check out the clothes. Yeah, totally.
Okay. Whose blood do we think this is?
It's not mine, says Nick.
Thank you, Nick. Nick, can you detect magic again?
Sure.
Could you check around this tub?
Okay. Whoa, yeah! This is very, very magic-y, this blood in this tub. Hmm. Also, there's a lot of magic behind that wall there. And he points to the wall behind the tub.
Where I'm going? Yes!
What? Whoa!
Woo-hoo!
Well, that not that I would know anything about that. More.
He, Nick's like, oh, let me go figure out what that is. And he goes around and follows Will.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I have to move my icon.
Yeah, I'm going to come back, too.
And wait, Link, are you sure you don't want to pour the mother's milk in there?
Link leans out of the curtain as he's passing through it. No.
Oh, but you don't have it. Bathwack.
It's cooking with Rufina.
Ew.
And the blood tub.
First, get a tub of blood. Second, pour in any random shit you've picked up in the past couple of weeks.
No, I didn't have enough time to prepare the blood tub right in front of you, so I had one prepared ahead of time.
For those of you on a tight schedule, stop by Baba Lasaga's blood tub shop. She's probably rebuilt it by now.
What do they call it? Ready to eat blood tubs?
Anytime she puts a spice in, she says, shenanigans!
Alright, fine. We're not going to do any chemistry experiments with the tub. I'm going to go with everyone else toward the magical things.
Okay.
I keep forgetting to ask. Does my true sight reveal anything?
With the clothes, no. Mm-mm.
Then I will just accompany Nick so that he can point out what's going on.
His eyes are glowing a little bit, and he's looking around. He's like, that's magical, that's magical, that's magical, and that's magical.
Is he just pointing to the garments?
Different ones, yep.
Different.
Mm-hmm.
So there's more than what's represented on the map, is what you're saying?
Total, there are 28 capes/robes and 16 sets of fine clothes.
Whoa! Wow. Dude.
And four of them, you said, are magical?
Yeah.
Where are the shoes?
In my terrarium.
Because I want some shoes that match my clothes.
There are plenty of sets of fine clothes that have shoes with them.
Oh, but there's no magic shoes.
He didn't point to any shoes, no.
Oh,
Nick!
What?
We don't know what kind of, like, if it's good magic or bad.
Looking for some golden slippers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's no place like home.
Yeah!
No place like Tivoli.
Yeah.
No place
like
Tivoli. It's true.
It's true.
There is no place.
I have to pee.
Like,
can I pee?
Yep.
I was trying to look. I had a little card that said potty
break. Did you show it to me and I not
I
pay attention?
I went like this and you looked
that
right at it,
no,
but you were so
help.
Nervous.
You have to go like this.
Oh, here we go.
It has to go right here. That's where it has to go. All right, yeah. We'll come right back. So, Nick points out four different garments back in this antechamber. One is a fancy sort of dark green robe. It's made of silk. Embroidered on it are six stylized serpents, all brightly colored.
Mm.
Mm.
Another is a sort of a light blue robe, adorned with eye-like patterns. Very, very reminiscent of eyes, these patterns on this robe. Another one is a dark, specifically black, cloak.
A dark black cloak.
A dark, specifically black cloak. the bottom of which is somewhat like kind of like a scalloped. Is that the right word? Scalloped pattern, like a.
Oh my god! Like
upside down
the,
circles.
Yeah, like you're saying. Like I mean, scalloped is like the other way. It's,
oh, reverse scalloped.
Right. Well, I mean, like, it's like it cut a scallop pattern into it. Like a Dracula cape is what
like a Dracula cape.
It's a Dracula cape.
It's cut in, it's covered in cheese.
And the final...
Like the potatoes.
the final one is another cloak. And this one is, it's some sort of dark color. It's hard to tell. It's like a, one moment you look at it, it's black, and then it's like a green, and then it's like a brown. Seems to almost shift color as you look at it.
I want to check out those last two.
Okay.
I head over to those, whatever they are.
Okay.
Wherever they are.
All right. So you check the first one out, the dark black one. Dark, specifically black cloak with scalloped potatoes all over it.
Mm-hmm.
with your magic eye and you know, a short amount of time, you were able to determine that this is what is called a cloak of the bat. While wearing this cloak, you have advantage on stealth checks. And in an area of dim light or darkness, you can grip the edges of the cloak with both hands and use it to fly at a speed of 40 feet.
Whoa!
If you ever fail to grip the edges while flying in this way, or if you are no longer in dim light or darkness, you lose this flying speed. And also, while wearing the cloak in an area of dim light or darkness, you can use your action to cast Polymorph on yourself, transforming into a bat.
Whoa. It is a Dracula cape. Awesome.
Totally.
Very cool.
And the other one is a cloak of elvenkind.
Ooh.
When you wear this cloak with its hood up, perception checks made to see you have disadvantage, and you have advantage on stealth checks made to hide, as the cloak's color shifts to camouflage you.
Ugh, oh, both of those are awesome.
You can't have both, says Rufina from the other side of the room.
What about the other ones, the other magic ones? I guess I'll look at all of them if anyone else is... Is nobody even interested?
No, Rufina. Yeah, Rufina is going to go over there and take out the oath bow, not to, like, hurt anything, but she's just going to poke at one to see if anything happens.
Okay.
So I'll poke at the first one.
You poke at the one embroidered with these multicolored snakes, serpents.
Yeah, with the snakes, yeah.
Nothing happens, sort of as it... as you disturb it on its hook, and it you know, the garment shifts, it seems like the snakes kind of slither a little bit, almost. You're not sure if it's a trick of the light or the movement or not.
Oh, how cute! And she reaches out and touches it.
Okay. It feels like a nice silk cloak with snakes embroidered on it. Take any more time to investigate it, you determine that it is a robe of serpents. As a bonus action, you can transform one of the robed serpents into a giant poisonous snake. The snake instantly falls from the robe and acts on your initiative count and treats you as friendly and your enemies as hostile and attacks your enemies. And the snake will disappear after an hour, or if it dies, or if you dismiss it.
Candy, but creepy. Next. Is anyone else wanting to investigate the second one, or should I do it?
I'm assuming... I would, but I don't know if...
Rufina and Will meet at the final cloak.
Cool.
And you cast your eyes upon it together, determining that this is a robe of eyes. While you wear this robe, you gain the following benefits. The robe lets you see in all directions.
Whoa.
And you have advantage on perception checks that rely on sight.
Oh my goodness.
You have dark vision out to a range of 120 feet. You can see invisible creatures and objects, as well as see into the ethereal plane out to a range of 120 feet.
So basically be Link.
The eyes on this robe can't be closed or averted. Although you can close or avert your own eyes, you are never considered to be doing so while wearing this robe.
Whoa.
A light spell cast on the robe or a daylight spell cast within 5 feet of it causes you to be blinded for 1 minute.
Wow.
And you can make some saves within that minute to try to end that condition.
Well, I like that shimmery one. Can I have it?
It's pretty cool, and I tell her what it does, what I perceive it to do.
Wow.
Right, because it's the invisible one, right?
It's basically the cloaks the hobbits wear in The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, pretty cool. Like, if you're still, you're invisible?
It just helps you hide.
Yeah.
And it keeps things from seeing you. It's a camouflage cloak.
Yeah.
I
am so interested in it too, but you know what, Rufina? It does not match my clothes. It totally matches yours though, because you're all kinds of colors, so you
That's
should
kind of what I thought.
You should take that one.
That's why I wanted it before I even knew what it did.
I'm gonna hold the black one out. I'm gonna spread it out and show it to Rufina and be like, do you think we could do something with the bottom of this? I don't like it, but
we can do a reverse scallop.
Yeah. Can't we just, like, put some trim on there or something?
Her little lace.
It's a little too dramatic for me, which is saying something. But, yeah, like, I mean, I'll take this one. It sucks, though, because Strahd wore it. So it's like...
Gross. Cooties.
Gross. Yeah, no, I don't want to... Yuck. But, I mean, and the thing is, like, these... what's the first one do? And then...
The first one... Oh, and I'm telling you, yes. Well, you get your own pet snake.
Mm.
And like, it will nest you, and it will lunge at other things.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I want it, but... Someone might want it.
Yeah, someone might want it. Hey, guys!
Seems like everybody's back there now.
Who wants a snake?
Yeah, I think know. We're all sort of gathered.
I have to get their attention, though. They're not paying any attention. Hey, guys! Do you want the snake?
Can we wear these things over armor, you think?
You're probably related.
Yes. You could wear them over your armor.
So practical, my goodness.
I mean, I... Oh, Nick. Here comes Nick. He's an NPC, but we all care about him. Of course, there are four cloaks here. We can all take
I have one.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I have a magic cloak. Look at it. He swishes it.
Wait, what does it do?
It makes me harder to hit.
Oh.
Old school. Refer to episode, like, fucking six or some shit.
Yep. I guess I'll take the black one. I say, eyeing the trim and or eyeing the what would the end of the
points?
The hem?
Yeah, the points. Yeah, like the hem. Yes, that's what I was trying to say. The hem, and just
hem.
Being like, you know what? Oh well, my boots don't match anyway, so
I can sew that right up for you if you want. It might compromise the magic. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that either. I guess wait until we're out of here, right? We're all getting out of here. Rufina has no idea why she's laughing.
Are you taking one?
I'm waiting to see what Link is going to do.
Mm. I didn't think that any of them would come close to fitting me, so I was just sort of keeping watch.
Well, you
of
see,
course it would fit you.
You see Rufina swish her cloak over her shoulders, and suddenly it seems to be the perfect size for her.
It's one of those deals.
So, okay. Link, the eyeball one seems to do what you already have, Mr. Creepy Eye Dude, but you might want this pet snake. Do I know about your dog thing where you can summon the hell demon?
I don't think that's come up yet.
Okay, so I can't say. I know you already have a scary pet, but that's what I would say if I knew.
So, there's the snakes, there's Will took the bats.
Yep.
And what was the other one?
Rufina's
the
not
elven kind. The camouflage. So there's
the camouflage.
Snakes and eyes.
Snakes and I would take snakes because I'm really concerned that if I summon my hellhounds, then I'll be afraid of them because they'll be fiery and that'll just be a lot of nonsense.
I'll take what's left and see if I can wear it over the armor.
Okay. Yeah, it's sort of drapes nicely over the armor, and now Bathwack has got this big old robe on his back that is covered with these eyes that seem to be looking right at you, Will.
Yeah, I bet they do. I give them the finger.
I'm kind of pleased. I see the finger.
I know.
Yeah, you do.
I see it.
I know you do. I wanted to test it. I wanted to see if my theory was right.
I don't have the need for this anymore. I'm going to extinguish my torch.
Whoa.
That's true. Lank, you breathe a sigh of relief. That's exactly what it sounds like. All right, you're all swishing around your capes.
Yeah, it's like a little dress-up party back here. I hold up one of Strahd's like shirts and vests, and I'm like, "Hey guys, I'm Strahd. Guys, welcome to Barovia. Aren't you so glad I invited you here? I'm going to go seduce a lot of young women because I have a massive ego that can't be beat. Welcome to Barovia." I just like that's just what I'm doing. A solid 5 minutes.
Everybody's left.
I was able to add the Cloak of Elvenkind right in my app.
Whoa.
This is the coolest thing. They had it. I'm so excited. I'm gonna be so organized now, guys. Thanks to technology.
Isn't it weird? I mean, like, so I guess this is Strahd's bedroom, like, that this girl just waits in his bedroom. Hey, look at me, I'm Strahd. I have sex with almost nearly underage women. I don't know what age this is, and if 16 is acceptable, but I'm Strahd.
What's the age of consent in Barovia?
Right, it's probably grotesquely low. Hi, I'm Strahd. My valley sucks. I like little girls, apparently. What a dickweed. That's what I'm doing. I totally do.
They've defeated Strahd at this point.
Good. I'm still there. I'm sure what I'm doing is lowering Strahd's like ability to fight. That's why they defeated Strahd, because I'm just mocking him in the background.
Do we think he's in the bathtub right now?
Oh my god, don't say that.
All the way submerged in the blood.
Oh no.
And you're doing this little dance and he's just sitting there listening.
It's a very big tub. It's impressive. He could be.
Let's pipe poke it. Why would he have to breathe? He doesn't have to do anything else we have to do. It's not fair. Take the pike and poke it, please.
The blood?
Mm-hmm.
How do I get my pike all bloody?
We've got to dredge this tub, guys.
Bathwick can't throw a javelin
in
it.
Rufina, I love that Rufina actually says that, though, because that's the transition. Rufina actually says, hey, guys, Strahd's over there. And now Will, like, drops the clothes, like, Bathwick! I can't believe you were saying all that. That's terrible.
Does it have a drain?
Well, I suggested that earlier, but no one seemed to want to wade through it to pull the drain.
No, I mean like on the underside.
You don't see you don't see any plumbing hooked up to it.
Mm.
Well, how the hell do you drain it then when it's not blood?
Are you asking me?
Sure, let's ask her.
Well, it's never been full of blood before, but I assume, What's-Her-Face comes and empties it. I don't remember her name.
What's-Her-Face? That woman I love so much.
She would know her name.
Bathback, do you have anything we can dredge the tub with?
Why don't we knock it over? Wait, is it attached to the floor?
Oh, what a mess.
Well.
Okay, between all of us, we've got a bunch of...
Yeah, I mean, I've got this sword that belonged to that revenant. You just sort of stir it up.
I mean, it's very full. If you got into it, you'd displace a lot of it. If we're just throwing out ideas.
I feel like it would... Okay, what about... No.
Blood's a good source of iron.
We're gonna end up sacrificing whatever we put into the tub.
Hmm.
Hey, Gertruda, will you get in? Just kidding.
Do you think that's a good idea?
You have no brain inside your head, woman?
Oh, wait, there were ottomans. There were ottomans in her room.
Oh, yeah, let's just throw some furniture in
Does anyone have a dead dog we could throw in there?
No, Rufina totally goes and grabs the ottoman and comes back and puts it in the tub.
Yep.
Gently, so as not to splash.
It turns into a dead dog.
Place it in the tub. All right. Rufina reaches up and places gently this big ottoman.
Oh, I'm moving my icon.
Says Will.
Yep. Wait, let me move my icon.
That's slang for I'm getting the fuck out of here.
All right. So as the ottoman touches the surface of this blood in this tub, suddenly from within the tub, blood explodes everywhere as this creature leaps out just straight up in front of you, knocking the ottoman out of your hands.
Whoa.
And launches up and clutches the ceiling.
Oh.
It's dripping with blood. It looks down at you and just starts cackling maniacally.
This is why I don't bathe.
It's this blood is just pouring off as like pale flesh and bony limbs. From what you could tell, it's humanoid and it's got this stringy hair and it starts scuttling across the ceiling.
Oh no.
It heads towards the curtain on the west side of the room. And scuttles through the gap in the curtain at the ceiling and out of view.
Oh!
Oh, well, that could have gone better.
Has that ever happened before when you're bathing?
No.
She's not even scared.
She is terrified.
Oh, really?
Is it still blood?
In the tub?
The tub
is anything
empty.
Left? That's what I thought.
Like dry empty?
Yep.
What?
Ah, okay. So it was like a shapeshifter.
Ew. Okay, are we going to kill it?
What's gone? We don't have to worry about it anymore, guys.
It's out of view.
We'll just seal up the hole and, you know, go back to throwing furniture in the tub.
I seriously thought it was going to be the end of the game because I threw the ottoman into the tub. I really thought it was going to be like, and you will die.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it could have been. It still might be.
Well, are we? Can we not be in this room with this thing, or can we kill it? Let's take some action. Kill or leave.
Did you say it went through, like, in the ceiling, or it just went behind a curtain?
The ceiling. It was scuttled along the ceiling and through the gap in the curtain at the ceiling. Back into the cloak dressing antechamber room.
It's still in here.
I'm gonna chase it, guys.
Yeah, we. It's probably a better idea to know where it is than not know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, weapons out. Let's.
All right, my oath
is kick some ass.
All right,
I'm wearing my cloak. Oh, but I have. Oh no, it takes an action. Never mind.
Okay,
let's just go.
All right, so you all run headlong into the antechamber after this wretched creature. It's not in view when you go through the curtain. You round the corner where the cloaks are, and you don't see it anywhere there either.
Oh no! Is it a cloak? Is it?
Oh
it,
yeah.
Can it change?
Let's take
it. Oh god!
You guys remember how many of these there were?
28.
Yeah, like a
Listen,
lot of stuff.
No, stop! Wait. The blood tub was magical, which means that this creature is magical, which means that
Nick.
The cloak that is left that is magical that we haven't claimed is the creature.
Nick!
Look at Captain Logic Puzzle over here.
Yes!
Doesn't your spell last for like more than 2 seconds? Come on, Nick.
Yo, yeah, I can turn it back on. 1 second. Let me just turn off this TV so I can concentrate. Click. Okay. None of these are magical.
I had such a good thought there.
It was a good thought.
I was like, oh yeah, clever.
Clint
is going to slash down the curtains on the western window.
Yeah, so okay. I was just going to ask.
Right. So, and looks like maybe Bathwack's doing the same to the others? Or, yeah. So you slash, rip, pull, tear down these curtains on the windows in the south wall here, revealing intact leaden windows looking out onto the parapets where you guys had walked around in the rain. The rain is still lashing down. You see a few bolts of lightning flashing. Thunder booms and rattles the panes in these wholly intact windows.
No chance that it could have gone in one side, we all chasing it, went out the other side?
It depends on the timing. If everybody rushed in at once.
Well, I'm still back by the curtain, but I know there's the other side, so I don't
know
which.
That's what he's asking.
I don't know which side everyone went on. I went to the left.
All
I
the icons went to the left.
Yeah, but Rafina did never
move. I'm still. Yeah, I have. No, not never.
No, I meant like from where the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to move down to where.
What? So this way?
Yeah, put me down toward Nick.
It might matter which way you go.
I know. Do you want me to go the other way?
Oh, whichever way you want.
Well, Rafina went the other way, and she didn't see the creature scuttling along anywhere. So you kind of meet in the middle, and it's nowhere to be found.
So either there's a secret door in here, or it's hiding.
Yeah. Do I see anything?
Is the tub magical and the creature isn't? So the creature could be in here somewhere? Like, it wouldn't be a shapeshifter then, presumably. But, like, can we look at the ceiling? Like, you know, look under the cloaks?
The chameleon?
Yeah, everybody can start poking around if you'd like.
Lang's going to start poking around.
Okay. A quick search reveals nothing.
Okay.
There's not many. It's pretty bare. I mean, you disturb all the clothes. It was not a size of a mouse, so.
It's not here.
Turning to Gertruda, have you ever seen anything like that before?
No, I have not. What do you think it was?
Are you a witch or something?
A what?
I don't know. Did you cast some kind of creepy spell?
What, on herself? Like, make me an idiot?
No, like, are you playing a fool, but you're... Can I roll
insight
on her character, whether she's lying? I didn't roll very well. 8, that was a 3, so whatever it is not going to be great. 4.
Okay.
That's so great.
You think she is very naive? Mm. Certainly the opposite of world wise, or whatever the phrase I'm trying to think of is.
Mm. Street smart?
Yeah.
World? Yeah, something like
something
that.
Something worldly. She's just... You think her upbringing maybe is a big part of it? Mm. You don't think she's trying to put one over on you?
Hmm.
He says to the person who rolled a 4.
Yeah. Oh no, you guys.
Don't metagame.
Yeah, well, he's like, he's just afraid of the thing, so I think he's like, let's get out of this room, right? I mean, it's obviously a really good hider. We can't find it. Let's leave. Bar the door, maybe? Doors? 2 doors?
But it's not in here, as far as we know.
Well, or it could be an illusion. We've seen a lot of those.
Wilson. No, but I could see through the illusions.
Oh.
And whoever has the cloak would be able to see through it now, too.
Oh, 2 illusion seers. Hmm.
Yeah, can see invisible creatures and objects.
See invisible creatures and objects. Nothing about illusions, just for future reference. But yes, you're right that you could, like, if it were an illusion.
As well as see into the ethereal plane.
So it definitely, like, he asks Lang, so it definitely was there. It was a real thing? Not a magic thing?
When it came out of the tub, it was real.
Mm. Well, I want to
know what it is. I think we kind of have to wait to die. I mean, we have to wait for it to attack us.
We have to wait to die. And then all will be revealed. Oh, Morning Lord, I have one question. What the fuck was that thing in the tub?
Yeah.
My soul can lie at rest.
And the windows are closed. I mean, if this thing can turn into a blood tub, it can turn into something that could sneak out a crack in the wall or something, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Did anyone try asking it? Hey, creature!
I wince.
As it was laughing. What was funny?
Wasn't us!
I don't get it. Nothing, huh?
Mm-mm.
That, going back several rooms, the little spiral staircase, was that going up or down?
Down.
I don't know what to do about this.
Hmm. I want to know what it is.
Yeah, I do too.
Everybody's like, we have to catalog this. National Geographic won't rest. They won't let us come home off this assignment.
Well, it was climbing along on the ceiling, so if it left the room, probably it went up in the building, up in the structure or something, so we should keep going up if we can.
Are there any, like, grates or, you know,
looking at the ceiling,
arrow openings in the walls, or, you know,
the only visible exits are the windows, which are closed, and the doors. The double doors are left open in the north wall. There was a door on the east wall that was closed and still is.
Like, what do we think that thing was? That wasn't Strahd, right? Right?
No, that wasn't Strahd, says Gertruda.
Oh, Gertruda, shut up. Okay.
It could have told it was Strahd, though.
I mean, vampires can change into bats.
And clouds of mist.
Wait, did you hear?
Clouds of mist. Why would he turn into a bloodbath? We've encountered other weird creatures in this castle.
That's true.
And we've had to kill some of them.
I wish that we had a little saga when we had the chance about this bloodbath that she used to use for baby, for pretend baby Strahd.
Didn't she say she used it to, like, did she say what?
She said to keep her youthful figure. Herself.
That's right. Wait, she didn't use it on him, though. That's right. Yeah. She used it on herself only.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was goat's blood.
Oh, and that was not magical.
I don't know if we're going to turn up anything.
Did Nick confirm that the tub itself isn't magical?
As his spell is running out, he runs around and says, no, it's just a normal tub.
Uh-huh.
So there's no other place to go up that we know? I mean, is that what, Alex, you were kind of sounding like? Or somebody
I was asking if
there are any narrow stairs that go up. I was just looking around. It looks like all these go down.
Yeah, the only one you're aware of, and now, well, Bathwack and Lank would know, is that big, huge spiral one that led up to the heart that you destroyed is accessible from this floor.
And was there a level up there
and
that
it goes
we didn't
higher?
Go to?
No. There was not a...
So
well,
we're at the highest point that we are aware of?
The only thing you didn't explore up there was across that sort of walkway without a handrail. There was the top of a tower with a staircase going down into it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, on this floor, aside from that one, everything else leads down.
I totally think it was vampire spawn.
Hmm.
Because it can go up walls and ceilings. Upside down on ceilings.
Why would it be in this girl's bathroom? Why would it be in your bathroom?
I don't know.
You guys, this lady.
Hey, lady.
This woman, girl. This, she's a girl. She's 16, right?
A she's
woman.
A girl.
Yeah. I'm a woman.
This woman, he says with air quotes, this woman is either very thick or is in on something. And I look at her again, even though I feel like it could be believable. I'm still like, I don't know, man.
She just looks at you with wide eyes.
All right, well, we gotta, let's leave this room.
Yeah, we
I vote
to
leave this room.
Yeah, you might want to stay in the bedroom or the study from now on.
Okay, I'll wait till Strahd comes back. I'll have him check it out.
Mm. Yeah, I bet
you
will.
You do that. Mm.
All right, well, this...
For the rest of us, where...
Guys, but also, could she be turned into some kind of vampire spawn or something and kill us later? Do we want to do anything to secure these rooms so that she doesn't get out? It's Will suggesting that.
She wasn't undead, though.
Right, but if Strahd comes here and makes an enemy, an extra enemy for us to battle later.
Gotcha.
It's just Will.
Even if he turns her undead, she probably would just... You know, try to bite rocks or something. She's not smart.
Will's like, do we want to take care of this problem? He has holding a dagger, slapping it on his palm.
Yeah. I mean, like, we have, there's a fireplace that we could
burn
we
her
could
in.
Put her in. I meant the room in the behind the fireplace.
The
of
one
course.
Full of.
The
some
one
identified
full of,
smoke.
It's probably just perfume or incense, okay? Strahd's a real, probably having sexy time at some point. He has a whole fireplace full of incense for his weird
gets
blood
off
bath.
On Catholic
for his sexy time.
For his sexy time. He's lighting incense, lighting a fire. Come on, guys.
Should we try the one staircase that goes up?
Nobody's saying anything to me, but Will says that out loud.
I don't think if there's one person in this cast, because we have run every test that we know how to run on her. I don't think we should kill the one person who is actually a person in this castle.
There's like a tie you to the bed or something test where we could like tie her to the bed so that she doesn't chase us if she's a witch. I say right in front of her.
Mm-hmm. If she weighs the same as a duck.
Yeah.
Then she's a witch.
Churches!
I think Will's just extra cautious.
Very small rocks.
This entire podcast has been a lead up to a recitation of Holy Grail.
Like, Will's just suspicious because we were all going to help that maid, and then she turned out to be a vampire. Mm-hmm. Not that vampire, because vampires aren't the only fucking thing. That's just what he's doing. I'm sorry if I'm being annoying. I'm just trying to...
Mm-hmm. Not annoying.
Just trying to make sure that we take care of this threat. Everything in this castle has hurt us so far. So.
That is true.
I promise I won't hurt you, she says.
I promise I won't hurt you, everyone.
Yes. You're
Why would someone who's probably never hurt anyone when she was a dumb Barovian villager say that? What kind of person says that? Because I'm the kind of person that says that.
You don't want me to hurt
you.
Yeah,
I was going to say the kind of person who just had someone say to their face, right. We should kill her so she doesn't hurt us. Right. That might prompt an innocent person
Where
to say.
Where did you get that idea? Yeah.
Only a guilty person would repeat back to me exactly what I just said.
I mean, if we bring her with us, don't you think we'll be able to find Strahd more easily?
Oh, or should we douse her in some blood or something and use her as bait?
You, fetch your fiancé.
Yeah. Hmm. I could make her smell like Arena. That sounds weird. I don't know why. I'm trying to think of like how to use her as bait.
Brainstorming.
I'm trying to think of how to use her as bait.
I want everyone to know that Alex is laughing. I can feel him shaking in laughter next to me, but he just doesn't usually make any noise.
That was only for the idea of using her as bait. But if we can think of, if we can just, fine, we can just leave her here. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of.
I mean, how could I pose a threat to you?
I think we should take her with us because I'd like to return her to her home when this is all over.
Actually, I think that's not a bad idea.
Oh no, I really fucked up.
You know, if we win, we're going to end up burning the place down because that's what we do. And I don't want her to roast. Unless she turned to be evil. And even then,
I mean, if there's hope that she's innocent, we should, if we can get one person out of here alive who deserves to be alive, that'd be like a win.
But I don't want to leave.
Yeah, she doesn't want to leave. She's not going to want to leave. That's why I'm saying.
She'll want to leave if it's on fire.
No, not, I mean, right now. Not
oh, this
leave
room.
The castle,
I'm
leave
sorry.
The room. Come with us.
You can ride in the terrarium. You won't have to do anything.
Or at least hide behind it and pop out when I'm remembered.
What's her face recently and know that she probably won't be by for a while to bring you food and stuff, so you're probably better off coming with us.
Oh, is she on a... Did she have a vacation?
Yes, she's...
Something like that, yeah.
Yes.
Well, that means probably Strahd will be here soon with my food. He wouldn't let me go hungry.
Does What's-His-Face ever bring you your food? The Rahadin.
No. Who?
You don't know who that is?
No.
You've just never wondering. Met... Okay, that... Why don't you come with us?
Where are we going?
We are going... Well, as I think I mentioned very briefly, not knowing how you would react, Strahd invited us here for dinner, and then...
Oh.
Gave us leave to wander around the castle. So perhaps you could accompany us and we may find him faster.
Oh, we're off to see the wizard.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. I wouldn't mind seeing him. If you're looking for my love, then that sounds like it would be nice if you'll have me.
Sure. I mean...
It's not a bother, is it? She looks at each of you.
Wait, is she... Cuckoo?
You'd have to ask Nick. Nick, is it a bother having her along?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Bathwack. Bathwack, is it a bother to have her along?
I'm sure it's perfectly safe.
Perfectly safe.
Okay, well, it's perfectly safe. Come on, we'll make a party of it.
I hang my head, not realizing that this would have been the conclusion of that. I'm just like, let's lock her in the room. Let's kill her. No, let's bring her along. That's the opposite of what I wanted. I do not want to be hindered by this chick. But if she's coming with us, I will put the figurines in a very gross sexual position on this bed. Do they have clothes, like cloth clothes, or is it just carved?
It's carved wooden figures. Sorry.
That stinks. Can I...
You can deface them.
I was gonna say, can I, like, draw a penis on Strahd? Or, no, it's not Strahd. On Sergei, like,
yeah,
in his clothes, and then, like, put it on her face, or, like, have her draw an ass on her, have her sit on the guy's face?
You tell me what you can do.
Guys, what can I do? I want Alex to figure it out.
It's his birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, or no. Your birthday.
You portray Sergei populating her app.
I think I missed something important.
Yeah, you weren't here when we talked about
it. Now.
Yeah, you've heard it all.
Do you leave him on the bed?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you should just make them do this smushy kiss.
Yeah. They look at each other lovingly from across the opposite sides of the bed.
You craft two twin doll beds and place them in the bedroom.
Yeah, two different beds.
I put, like, I definitely prestidigitate, like, wet spots on the bed in between, near them.
Just hoping he shows up in the next hour.
Hoping he's there for, you know, sometime
soon. Some love
soon.
Stains.
Yes,
I mean, exactly. With prestidigitation, you can be very specific.
Yes, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Yep.
They're ketchup, right?
No. No.
Lemon ketchup. Juice?
We have mayonnaise. What? You don't have to do a single thing.
That'll last, too.
Well, but that's more of what I was thinking. But also, I'm going to
you weren't thinking, like, freshly melted water from a glacier in Norway?
What's wrong with you?
I am so ashamed.
Be specific.
Mayonnaise.
I don't know what wet spots you're talking about.
Have you ever had sex? What the fuck? This is my husband.
I was entertained by how obliquely you were going about it.
Oh.
You just were being unspecific with what you were portraying.
What other wet spots? Pee? Like, I don't know what I'm specifically
talking about. I know what
about.
You're... Everybody knows what you're talking about. You just won't...
You think it's weird that I said
it's
it that
not
way?
Weird, no.
I'm trying
What's
to be funny. What's happening right now?
It's not working.
It's not working.
All right, so on you go. You leave behind some cum-stained sheets and you all go on your way. And so where is everybody going? This is the just, final decision for the night, guys.
Just away.
Make it a good one.
Just. Oh, down the stairs!
Which ones?
The spiral ones we uncovered most recently.
Really? I think we should go up to the tower, the spire.
I'll do what Alex wants.
I was thinking we should probably go up.
Because it's his birthday, we can do that too.
Yeah.
Instead.
I'm sure that in short order we'll find another set of stairs going down and we'll change our mind.
So you're heading back up the big spiral staircase to where the heart was, and then across that walkway to the exposed top of the tower to go down the set of stairs you found in the top of that tower?
Are there any stairs that go... Can we get higher?
We have no idea how to get in the spire right now.
Than where we are now. Mm. Is there...
The big spiral staircase that goes up to the heart. You and Bathwack know that is very close by.
Okay.
But remember that we don't know how to get into the spire.
The big, tall, skinny spire? No, there was no obvious way in there from there. The only unexplored route up there was the open... staircase heading down into the other tower you didn't come up. There's sort of three towers up there, kind of. The one you came up, the flat one, and then the tall, skinny one that goes highest.
Which we have no idea how to get into.
Not currently.
Let's go to the big spiral staircase, check out that one unexplored route, and then we can go down, since that seems to be the only other option.
Okay. Alright, so you're heading up.
If people are amenable to that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Where is it? Is this the right one?
Oh.
There's the heart.
There it is. Well, heart's not there. All right. So you climb up the spiral bears, and you cross the, in this pouring rainstorm, Gertruda in her nighty, and,
God.
You head back down in to, where is it? Let me see here. Alright, I'm just going to describe the room you see, and then we'll call it a night. The stairs, spiral stairs, head down to just a single landing. It's not like some of the other stairs where they go down and down and down. Just, they go down and stop, and lead into a 20-foot square room with a very low ceiling. Torn and broken couches lie in heaps, haphazardly strewn about. Deep claw marks cover the hardwood furniture, and the once lush upholstery has been sliced to shreds. From the dark shadows amid the rubble, three pairs of green eyes stare back at you.
Whoa!
Where we leave it.
Sounds werewolfy.
Oh, crap.
That's not good. Whose idea was this?
It was Greg's idea.
I told you, Greg.
I'm going to get the group killed eventually.
Keeps trying.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah. I'm ready. Thank you.
Go to bed.
Okay.
And sleep through till next Friday.
Wow, it's a deal. That would be amazing. I would totally do that.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
That sounds pretty amazing.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.